Gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? It has been way too long. My name is Justin. I hope you didn't forget that. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it'd mean the world to me, the absolute world to me, if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast, especially on iTunes, Apple, and Spotify, and all that jazz. And then continue to tell a friend about the podcast. You've been telling a friend, they've been telling a friend, it's been growing all because of you, so thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to me that you're passing along this, and it's word of mouth and people are hitting me up. It's amazing. So continue to do that if you could. And then let's be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at SSC underscore podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Slide into my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. I'll follow you back. If you have an idea for an episode, hit me up. We can chop it up. We can do whatever you need to. Or if you want to hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. So first off, let me just say, I apologize. It's been about 2 weeks since my last episode, from 107 to this one, 108. I got busy 1 week, and I unfortunately kind of fell back, and I was like, it's all right. I'll make two next week to kind of catch up for it. And then I caught a stomach bug. And I think that's always how it happens. Like, you have this plan in your head, like, this is where we're going to go. But I got the stomach bug. It wasn't Corona. It's not the Rona. I didn't catch it. I still believe in Rona. I believe it's a real thing. Wear your mask. You know, look out for, you know, for your coworkers. And it's not that big of a deal to wear a mask. Like, honestly, I don't want to get on a rant here, but I just don't think everyone who's protesting like it's against my rights to wear a cloth mask over your face, like, be dumber. Like, I don't care. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's you throw it on, you throw it off. Sure, is it uncomfortable? A little bit, but then buy a nicer one. Like, if it's really that uncomfortable, Under Armour came out with a $30 mask. I thought about buying it, and I might buy it if we have a season, when we have a season next year, if we still have to wear masks, I'm definitely going to buy, like, a really nice one that's really comfortable, because I'm going to be wearing it a lot more, and I'll buy, like, two or three of them, just because I'm going to have to wash them and keep it going. And that's also why I think I might have got sick, is I wasn't washing my masks regularly. I wasn't having them in a good rotation, so I was, like, breathing in my own air, and, like, again, this podcast is called Sports, Sales, and Coffee because I drink a tremendous amount of coffee. So I have this, like, terrible coffee breath that's just stuck in my face, and it's awful. And sure, do masks suck? Yeah, they do suck. It's terrible. I'm getting some acne. Like, it's weird, but it's something we have to do. And I think when people say it's violating my rights, I just want to, like, look and be like, oh, yeah? Is that why you're allowed to go into 7-Eleven with no pants on? Like, a restaurant with no pants on, just walk out, you know, freeballing? No, you can't do that. It's a health risk. Just slap it on, slap it off. It doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal. This is the hill you want to die on? This is the hill you want to die on? But, you know, this is here not nor there. But in good news, football's back. Football's back. That means fantasy football's back. If you're in the league, hopefully you had a better draft than I did. I'm in an auction league. I'm a commissioner of it. I love it. The problem is with me is that I will get my sights set on a few guys. And if those guys go for too much, or if they're kept or they're moved around, like, then I lose my draft strategy. So I have a a ton of wide receivers that are like borderline WR2s, maybe a WR1, but it all depends. Like, they're all risky. If they play out, I could have some really big weeks and blow out teams, but then I have, but they're not like a legit number one. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, it's up in the air. My running backs aren't great. You know, I got Carson Wentz, who I think is a phenomenal quarterback, but he stunk it up against the Washington football team. Two interceptions. Like, he was having a great first half, and it is what it is. But football's back, which is nice. It gives us something to do on Sunday. And then talking about fantasy football, I should have done this. I actually think it would be fun, and this would be the goal for next year. I'd love to do like a Sports Sales and Coffee fantasy football league and just do it on ESPN or do it on Yahoo or whatever. I think it would be fun. Just get some, you know, you guys to join. I'll join. Obviously, I join. I mean, it'd be weird, but I don't know. We do something fun. So if you're interested in something like that, hit me up and say, yeah, I join. And then we'll make it a freaking 18 person, 20 person league. I don't care. It'll be like a massive one. It'll just be terrible. It's like, you know, we'll have to add in punt and kick return yardage because there won't be enough points to go around, but I'll do a huge one. I don't care. It'll be fun, but hopefully everything's going well for you. Hopefully these 2 weeks you've enjoyed, you know, sports back, and I think it was on Sunday, it was the first time ever that all four sports played on one day, and I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty crazy. And even though football's up, I'm still in basketball mode. Nuggets Clippers going to game 7. I know that's going to be tough. Celtics Miami, which is going to be awesome. That's going to be a really good thing, but unfortunately, It Lakers look unstoppable, and I don't like that. You know my feeling about LeBron James. Good human being, don't like him on the basketball court. So he looks almost unstoppable right now. And the Celtics do look like they have some weaknesses. Kemba isn't playing well, but I think Toronto just guarded him very well and all that stuff. But it is what it is. I'm excited, but I want to just do a little quick recap, and I'm over my stomach bug. I believe so. I think a lot of it was stress as well. But yeah, keep moving forward. It'll get better. And we'll go from there. So, without further ado, let's jump into episode 108. And this is something that I had a call, and it was actually 3 weeks ago, I think now. I had a call with my buddy JJ down in Orlando City, and we were talking and just kind of, you know, talking about some ideas. And he's got a new job, and he's killing it, and we're chatting back and forth, and I started talking about information and kind of my approach to it and why I kind of do what I do. And he even said, he goes, this would be a good episode. It's not going to be a long one, but it's going to be a good one. And I said, perfect, man. Good idea. Like, I'll talk about it. So I think I might have talked about this a little bit. But I wanted to, and if I have talked about it before, I thought it would be really good for me to talk about it again, especially in this time where we're going to be reaching out to clients, we're going to be reaching out to prospects, and we'll be reaching out to businesses and little leagues and all that stuff. And it's going to be, in my opinion, what I believe, it's going to be a slower process than usual. So if it's a slower process than usual, we want to make sure that we're put in a position to win or continue to bring value to each time we reach out to these people. And we don't want to just blast them all at once. We want to stay away from the information overload. And, you know, we want to have this opportunity not to be overwhelming to them. We don't want to overwhelm them. And the example that I use, and I think it's very true, it's when you go out to eat. Remember that? Remember when you used to go out to eat, you know, in February, early March, you were able to go out to eat. But back when you used to go out to eat, if you went to a restaurant like an Applebee's where they have 7 pages on the menu and they have a million different options and they have everything from hot wings to like pasta to an Asian dish, like, and everything in between. And I'm not knocking on Applebee's. I like Applebee's. You know, the half price wings, $1.99 Coors Lights are a clutch move late at night. It's phenomenal. It's awesome. I don't care if they put it in the microwave. I still enjoy it. But when they have the 7-page menu and you look at it, it takes you a long time to figure out what you want to eat because you have all these options. You almost get overwhelmed of all the things that happen. So it's a longer process. It might take you 15, 20 minutes, you know, to figure out what you want to have because you have all these options in front of you. And then think about when you go to a restaurant and they're usually like a local restaurant and it's a one pager. It's a one-page front and back menu, and it's condensed. You know what you're going to get within 5 minutes because you don't have that many options. Now, it's not one is better than the other, but it's a time of quickness. It's you know what you want because you're not overwhelmed. You're not bombarded with all these opportunities and different things where it's like, I'm not really sure what to do. And this can be applied to everything from season tickets to group tickets to marketing and sponsorship. It's if you put everything in their hands and you have all this information, it's going to overwhelm them. If I was to send someone after a cold call, and they said, send me some information, and I was to send them the full deck of what I can offer them, I'm most likely not going to be able to get a call back because it's too much information. It's a 35-page PowerPoint slide, and then it's 4 to 5 other flyers on top of that. And if I send them all of that, that's too much information. They're not going to be able to pick and choose and look through it, or they might not even have the time to look through it because they look at it and they say, I don't have time to go through a 35-page sponsorship deck right now. I just don't have that. So by not giving that sponsorship over that inventory overload and just passing the information to them, you're going to be able to one lessen that overwhelming feeling that they have. You're going to be able to tighten in on the idea that they want, and then you can probably get a follow up. Also, when you hold back some information and you send them just a little bit at a time, when you reach out to follow up, you can reach out with more value because you can bring something else to the table. If I was to send you everything I have, my follow-up to you is, well, hey, did you have a chance to look it over? That's it. I don't have anything else I can bring to that conversation because the conversation's ended. I don't have a brand new thing I can throw at you. But if I give you a quarter of what I offer, because during our cold call, I asked that question, what would gauge your interest to pick up the phone when I call you again? What would be something that would pique your interest? When I ask that question, like the episode I talked about a couple episodes ago, and I just give you some of the information and I hold back some information, when I reach out again, I can bring value. So if we're talking season tickets, and I know that you're saying that you like X, Y, and Z locations, so I send you those locations in the 3 different price points. Then when I follow up in a week and a half, my email to you or my call to you could be, hey, Justin, this is Justin. Yeah, that's right. I use my name. I'm thinking out loud. Hey, Justin, these seats just opened up. I know we talked about how you like being on the, midfield. These seats just opened up. Now, this could be the little, like, maybe they didn't just open up, but you can say, they opened up. I didn't realize they did. I wanted to offer them to you. When you offer them new seats, locations, might be at a different price point than they want, but you're passing along. I didn't know if you were interested. I wanted to pass along the information. Now you're asking them 2 questions in your email, in your call, and you're bringing value because you're trying to provide them with more information. So the 2 questions are, did you have a chance to look over what I sent you? And do you have any thoughts and what are your questions on it? And 2, these just opened up and I thought of you. Didn't know if you'd be interested. Let me know your thoughts. I've been able to push people to close because I've sent them my sponsorship information and then I follow up with, I have these seats in section 103 that are behind the dugout and they just opened up. I have 1 set of 4. That's it. When they're gone, they're gone. I'm not holding them for you, but if you want them, and that sometimes pushes them to say, ooh, I want those seats. And that helps a lot too because if they're already on the fence, it's that last little push they might need and you're kind of giving them value because this is what I have. Or then I send them this new sponsorship opportunity just opened up. It's a new social media branding opportunity. It's a new coupon opportunity. We just had a panel open up on our pocket schedule, blah, 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 whatever it is. But the information I send them is something that we've already talked about that I know they enjoy. They're looking for ROI or they're looking for seats on the third base side. As long as I can send that to them, it gives me an opportunity to reach back out to them with new information, and I'm always bringing value. So I'm not just reaching out to follow up. I am following up, and I want to know if they have any questions or anything like that, but I'm also bringing value to that because I'm offering them different things. And a little bit at a time, then you can start kind of feeling out what is their interest. Do they are you getting response on this? You're getting response on that. But you're not just giving them the whole kit and caboodle at once. You're slowing it down. You're letting you're letting it take place. You're letting them process what they're getting. You're not overwhelming them with all this information. Because when you overwhelm someone with all this information, they shut down. They tighten up. They build up a wall. They say, oh, you know, I'm not doing this because it's too much. I can't push myself that much. I'm not doing that. Like, so don't overwhelm them. Little bit at a time. Little bit at a time. Chip away, chip away, chip away. You know what I mean? Think about this. I'm going to use this analogy. It's going to be terrible because I'm thinking about it on the spot. If you're cutting down a tree, well, obviously, well, you want to cut down with a chainsaw. That's you don't want to pick. You're cutting down a tree and you're with an axe. You're not going to knock that thing down in one hit unless you have a chainsaw. Not one hit. You got to chip away at it. Think about that the same way. You're chipping away by giving them some information at a time, but you're not overwhelming them. You're not putting all your might into one swing and not taking down that tree. It's you're a little bit at a time, chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. You know what I mean? And that's what you got to do with this information so you're not overwhelming them. And then you're leaving yourself an opportunity to reach out with value and follow up. And that's why I think my follow-up game is pretty strong, because I'm always asking, you know, yeah, do I send emails and do I call just, and the blatant thing is just, hey, do you have a chance to look that over? Absolutely. But maybe every other email, I kind of add something else in there. I try to add something to kind of pique their interest. Sometimes I throw stuff out that I know they're not going to be interested in. Maybe I throw something in that I know is out of their budget, but I throw it in there to make them respond to me. And when you're reaching out with new things, you're not just reaching out to try to make a sale. You actually have this feeling of, I'm trying to help you out and see what we can do together. I'm trying to build this relationship and this partnership. And I'm trying to build this foundation. So that's what you're trying to do. So that's what I would say. Information overload, especially during this time where it is going to be a longer process. It is going to be a tougher sale. And we got to get out of this pandemic and hopefully we can move forward. And when we're on the phones, we're sending emails and we're sending messages and we're reaching out to people. When we can control what we're giving them and we can lessen it and give it to them at a little bit at a time, we're going to pique their interest and we're going to get a better response. And that's my feeling and that's how I feel and that's what I do, and I found some success with it. And it gives you the opportunity to follow up. So don't overwhelm. Just a little bit at a time. When you have that first call, that first meeting, get their peak interest, send them what they're looking for, but then hold some stuff in your back pocket that you can bring out later to kind of add to your follow-up game. And that's what I got. That's it, man. This is a kind of a short one. I hope everyone is doing absolutely well. I got some big things kind of working in the plan, a couple ideas, trying to bring back some other things and do more and everything. But I'm sorry for leaving you for 2 weeks. It's not great, but it kind of is what it is. I'm kind of over the stomach bug. I'm able to drink coffee again, which is awesome. And we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun. So thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me that you do listen every week and you pass this along to coworkers and friends and everything like that. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Let's be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. If you have two minutes today, it'd mean the world to me if you haven't yet to like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. Let's just roll with it. Let's just roll with it. And if you have the opportunity to sell something and you're grinding and you're working on it, please do. I want you to dominate right now. We're not fighting against each other. I say this, but I haven't said this in a long time. There's enough pieces of the pie to go around. It doesn't matter how good, if you're, it is what it is. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, but we're going to end it right now because I'm rambling. Thank you so much. If you got the opportunity, go sell something. Peace.